You are listening to Opportunity Detroit, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage. The draft in Detroit has ended, but it leaves a lasting impact on the city and the surrounding area. Faye Nelson, the co-chair of the Detroit Sports Commission Community Engagement Committee, is here now to talk about the Living Legacy Initiative. Faye, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
So what exactly is the Living Legacy Initiative, Faye?
As we planned, as we worked about planning for the events associated with the draft, we really thought, we being now the board of the Detroit Sports Commission, we wanted to identify ways in which we could support something that was in support of children and families, that was meaningful, and that had a lasting impact. And so the decision was made based upon a lot of meetings and discussions and conversations with community groups and leaders and listening, that we would support a living legacy effort that specifically was and is focusing on two major pillars, education and literacy, and active play with a focus on girls and sports. Mm-hmm. And wanting to, at the end of the day, launch an initiative that was in coordination with the NFL draft right here in Detroit, but that would have a lasting legacy and that it would continue as it related to our investment, as it related to or relates to the major events that we as a sports commission attract to the city of Detroit and the Detroit area, up to and including the men's 2027 Final Four, NCAA Final Four. So a legacy, our opportunity to really work in partnership with others and making a difference with our children and families in Detroit was our focus, and that's what we're doing today.
Now, this is a $1 million initiative. Very impressive. How was it funded?
So I begin, and thank you for asking that question, because major thanks to our donors. Our donors in the Detroit area have continued to be incredibly generous. And so $1 million was identified and earmarked to support the launching of our Living Legacy Initiative.
I mean, it's very, very impressive. You've got two nonprofit partners. You've got Beyond Basics and Project Play. Talk about both of these partners and how what they will do will make such a difference in Detroit, Faye Nelson.
So, again, based upon the discussions that we had with community, it was clear that literacy was at the top of the list in terms of concerns, priorities, and focus. And so working in partnership with DTSCD, and a major shout-out to Alicia Merriweather, who really helped us identify the schools involved. She connected us with the literacy team at DTSCD and helped to identify the best nonprofit that could support our desire to be part of the literacy movement, and that is Beyond Basics. So two schools were identified, Dixon Middle School, which is a feeder school to Cody High School, and the Detroit Lions Academy. And as we speak, children or students, I would say, at both schools are being intensively one-on-one tutored by Beyond Basics. So we're just really thrilled and excited that we can be part of an initiative that can make a difference in our community.
You know, it's really incredible, and you know this from all of the work that you have done in and around the Detroit area, Faye Nelson, that Detroit has the most generous people, I would say, in the world.
They really do. They really do. I mean, the major, you know, philanthropic organizations, our private sector, our private sector presence in our Detroit area, our public sector, it's all about, at the end of the day, how can we coming together, make a difference in the communities where we live and serve. So it's very impressive. It was really exciting. And not just, again, on the literacy front, but on the active play front. Really pleased with the Detroit Sports Commission to partner with Project Play, which is a national organization with local affiliates, their focus being on healthier communities. And how do we engage and encourage our children to become more involved in active play? So a partnership with the Community Foundation of Southeast Michigan, the Wilson Foundation, the Aspen Institute has been amazing and fantastic. They have launched in partnership with quite a number of nonprofit organizations that are focused on sports. They've launched a variety of really cool activities that, you know, encourage and bring kids out and involved in such activities as flag football and volleyball and things of that sort. During the draft, we titled Youth Central down at the corner ballpark, there were so many events and activities that took place that involved our children and families. And many of our schools, Dixon Middle School was one school that had a great exercise clinic and activities associated with flag football, and bringing girls out involved in that sport was pretty exciting as well. So let me just say that it has been just a thrill, a pleasure to be able to be part of this effort. And while we're so excited, we continue to be excited about the opportunity to showcase our great city. We're equally excited to be able to support our children and families in communities throughout the city of Detroit, throughout the Detroit area. But with regard to the city of Detroit, we focused on the 7 districts in Detroit. And I might add real quickly, we also established a special fund to partner with the Detroit City Council in making grants to small nonprofit organizations in each of the 7 districts in support of the draft activities, in support of their work in the area of literacy and sports. So this has just been beyond cool, and I'm so excited and really privileged to have been part of this effort.
You know, it seems to me, Faye Nelson, that as the co-chair of the Detroit Sports Commission Community Engagement Committee, you have a front row seat to describe for our listeners how this is life-changing for these kids.
I believe it is life-changing for the kids, but it's certainly... our effort is part of a variety of initiatives, many initiatives that currently exist in support of our children and families. So what we wanted to do as the Sports Commission is to listen to community. It was to really understand how we could best join in partnership with others to support community. And that's what we've been able to do. And so I think it's just important for our children to know that we care, that they are loved, and that we, the Sports Commission, in partnership with others, will tirelessly work to support them and to provide as best we can an opportunity for their growth and development. So, you know, it's really been a pleasure. And here's the cool part, and I mentioned this earlier, that our efforts are not a one and done,
right?
That we are continuing, you know, now post-draft, we're continuing to focus on how do we best serve and support our children and families. And as I mentioned earlier, my colleagues on the Detroit Sports Commission board have agreed that for every major sporting event that the Sports Commission attracts to or brings to the Detroit area, there will be a living legacy component. So it's really great. It's really great. And I really, you know, have to, again, extend my gratitude certainly to our donors, certainly to my colleagues who are all part of the Detroit Sports Commission. We had a fabulous community celebration this past Monday, and Mike Tirico, who is part of our commission, tirelessly worked as the, and embraced our community. He was the MC of our program. It was beyond exciting. And everybody has stepped up, the mayor, the city council. It has been really a labor of love, I will tell you, as we have you know, been able to and enjoy and celebrate and showcase our great city of Detroit.
Now, Faye Nelson, I know you're going to need a little break, but knowing you, you're always thinking about what's next. What is next for the Detroit Sports Commission? I know there's many more activities coming our way.
Well, certainly what's next for us is we're going to take a break. We're going to take a step back and, you know, you always have to do a real good debrief. What worked? What right. didn't work? How do we become better each and every day going forward? But our major focus, our focus will be, among other things, and certainly the Sports Commission team that is pretty amazing in and of themselves,
yes,
will be
is.
Continuing to work to attract events, you know, sporting events to the city of Detroit. But one of the major efforts that we will stay focused on is the continuation of our living legacy effort. So, you know, coming, sitting down, focusing on what we've done, what we're doing, how do we continue to honor our commitment is one of the priority activities that will take place, also take place post-draft.
Faye Nelson, co-chair of the Detroit Sports Commission Community Engagement Committee, thank you so much for your time today. It was great talking to you.
Oh, it was so great talking to you, too, and you take good care.
Coming up next on Opportunity Detroit, Detroit Public TV is returning to its roots. We'll get the details right after these messages.